couple of major events have recently taken place that have severely limited my time and my ability to record and to edit and upload to this channel. Stay tuned and find out the details. Welcome to Rightly Dividing with Ron Anderson. This episode is a channel update. Some recent major events that have involved a lot of my time and energy and focus over the last several weeks have severely hampered my ability to get into the studio and make some new videos, new content, edit that, and then get it uploaded. And so I haven't been able to upload probably in the last 2 weeks, and it's not because the channel is done or quit or gone cold or I've run out of material. Far from it. It's just some of these other major life events took the majority of my free time, and so I wasn't able to do anything in studio. I am in the process of rounding that bend and kind of getting caught up with things, and I'm looking at the next couple of days or beginning of next week being able to get into the studio and do some recording. I have lots of things in the pipeline. There's going to be lots of new content coming along, so I encourage you to share that with others and stay tuned to this channel. The new videos will be coming out just as soon as I'm able to get in here and get some things recorded. I have all kinds of things in the pipeline. Too many things, actually. I'm not sure. I'm having more trouble managing all the ideas than coming up with ideas. My green folder is my ready-to-record folder, and there are 4 episodes that are already outlined, have all my notes ready to go. It's just a matter of sitting down here and having the free time to get those 4 episodes recorded and then edited and upload. So those are in the process. My yellow folder is things that are next in line, and there's probably 4, 5, or 6 of those in here coming up. And so those are almost ready. Not quite ready. Still have a little bit more prep work and study to do for those. So there's a couple more ideas. And my red folder is all my ideas that are kind of just in the birthing stage. And for instance, in answers to questions, I have 15 different ideas that are set up and just need outline, study time, things like that. Specific topics that were asked or suggested, I have at least 24, 25, 26 of those in this folder that I need to work on and find time to develop those out, do the study and background. This doesn't mean that versus taken out of context. I counted the ones that are just in this folder, and there's probably 35 to 40 of those. Those are all individual episodes. With everything that I have here, if I upload one a week, I have the next year and a half worth of videos now. Hopefully it's not going to take me that long to get through all of these. This does mean that some verses that are encouraging, uplifting, or that we do get right about things, I've got at least 25 or 30 of those in this folder. I'm not saying that's all there are. I'm just saying that's what's in this folder. Some of the ideas coming up, subjects, topics, how do I deal with conflict? How do I, what about forgiveness? How do I forgive people who have hurt me? Those kinds of things. Ask the question, can we lose our salvation? I know that's always a big discussion and topic, so have that in the pipeline as well. One of the phrases that's frequently tossed around is, you are gods. And what does that mean? Where's that found? Where's that verse, and how does that apply? What does Scripture really mean when we find that in the Bible? An eye for an eye, that's another one of those, this doesn't mean that, and what exactly does it mean? Does God care? I mean, with everything going on in my life and the world and everything else, does God care? And that's one of the questions we're going to delve into. Another one, settled facts for unsettled times. You want to know what those are, and the Bible tells us. It's not my opinion. It's in Scripture. And so, I mean, there's just so many ideas that I have and videos that are ready. It's just a matter of me being able to find the time to schedule. And actually, this video itself, I'm kind of squeezing it in between meetings. I had about 20 minutes between meetings, appointments, and other things. I thought I have to get something out to my viewers and let you know that the channel is not gone cold. It's not gone off the air. I've not quit. I've not run out of material by a long shot. I'm excited to get back into these and to get these videos recorded and uploaded to you. I want to encourage you once again to keep watching. Go back onto the YouTube channel. Maybe there's some episodes that are hosted on there that you've not been able to watch yet or you haven't watched in a long time. Also, encourage you you once again to continue to share, like, share, subscribe with your friends on Facebook, on YouTube, and everything else. I appreciate that so much. I'm just overwhelmed by the responses and the interaction from so many of you, the encouragement that is there, and sometimes some of the challenges that come out of it. That's good, I guess, as well. So I want to thank all of you for viewing, watching, subscribing. Again, I want to encourage you, if you're a viewer, if you view at all, that you would subscribe on YouTube there. Just hit that subscribe button down there, hit the notification bell. Again, I go on and I look at the analytics, and only about 8 to 10% of viewers are actually subscribed. And so just asking you down there and hit that subscribe button. It only takes a second to do that, and I'd appreciate it very much. So once again, send all your questions in, comments, suggestions, everything that you have to rightlydividingtheword215@gmail.com, or you can put it in the comments section below the video. I appreciate all of you viewing and look forward to seeing you again and getting some new episodes out to you as soon as possible. Take care and God bless.